And we go from that report from the BBC's Quentin Somerville to questions of Americans going to fight ISIS. As we said, Keith Broomfield was killed earlier this month fighting alongside Kurdish forces. His body was delivered to his family at the Turkish border yesterday. Rebecca Collard is a contributor to Time magazine. She is based in Beirut. She met some of the Americans who have taken up arms to fight ISIS. Rebecca, give us an overview of the people you talked to. Some of them I know had military experience and others were novices.
The first American I met who actually went to fight against ISIS was Dean Parker. He's a 49-year-old grandfather from Florida. He had seen images of Sinjar Mountain, where Yazidis had been fleeing ISIS, and basically decided that he wanted to go and fight against these militants. So he didn't even tell his family. He got on a plane and he went to Iraq. And from there, he organized going into Syria to fight with the YPG, which is a Syrian Kurdish group against ISIS. And as I said, he had no combat experience, but was very keen to kind of get into combat with these militants.
Who else did you meet?
One of the young men I met was from Texas. He had served in Afghanistan with the U.S. military and had come back and was basically keen to go back into action. Also said the same sort of stuff about wanting to fight ISIS, about wanting to combat these militants, but also said, you know, that he was keen to get back out on the battlefield. And really interesting, actually, he said to me that because he has PTSD, he wouldn't be allowed to serve with the U.S. military, but was in fact able to go to Iraq to join this militia.
So one of the cases, of course, that's front and center right now in the United States is the case of this Massachusetts man, Keith Broomfield, who was fighting with Kurdish fighters who are battling ISIS. He had no military experience whatsoever. Do you know, if not in his case, then generally people who are in his position who are not trained militarily, who don't have any immediate association with that part of the world, how they even find out about who to contact to get over there, how they get over there, what they come with in terms of gear, if anything, and then how they're received?
I would say this was one of the most fascinating things that I found out, that most of these people found these militias online. So a lot of people said that they found these groups on Facebook, they contacted them and then made arrangements from there. And if you go to these pages for the Syrian Kurdish fighters, the YPG, they have a Facebook page called the Lions of Rojava. And if you go there, you can see, I mean, even yesterday and the day before that, Americans, other foreigners, Europeans posting saying, how do I come? I want to fight with you. And you can basically get this information online and then you can contact people from there and make your arrangements to go to either Syria or Iraq to join these militias.
And who pays the way?
Most of the American and the foreign fighters pay their own way. A lot of them use some sort of crowdfunding, so either they're asking relatives and friends to support their trip. And if you go on their Facebook pages, you can see that they have different ways of raising money, both for their own trips or also to support the groups that they're working with. So in the case of Duwadak Nashr, which is the Christian Iraqi militia which operates in northern Iraq, some of the Americans that have joined them, like Lewis, this guy from Texas who I was just speaking about, is actually actively trying to raise money from Americans to support him being there and support this group. So sometimes they told me that they had used their savings if they had been working, or also collected money from friends and family to support their trip.
And once they get there, do they sleep, eat, work, fight right alongside those in the militia?
Well, definitely in the case of this Iraqi Christian militia, the last time I was there, they weren't even really able to fight. So there had been some kind of field trips to the front line, but because the Peshmerga, the Iraqi Kurdish forces control that area, I think they weren't actually keen to have these Americans on the front line and have these other foreigners on the front line.
But why wouldn't they let them fight?
It was unclear. I think there's safety concerns. You could imagine that for the Peshmerga, for example, which is a more trained, more kind of formal army, the idea of having gun-toting Americans come over and just being on the front line, it obviously, I think, made them a bit nervous. However, there are actually some Americans, and also I know some Canadians fighting with the Peshmerga. This particular group hadn't actually been allowed to fight yet. However, in Syria, on the other side of the border, with the Syrian Kurdish fighters, they are actually fighting alongside the Syrian Kurdish forces.
So if the Americans come there, are they more a drag on the system than anything else?
some of the local fighters have said there is this aspect of morale boost. So for these fighters to see kind of people coming from halfway around the world to fight with them on the front line, there is an aspect there that is a bit of a morale boost for these fighters that are battling ISIS.
So that's what's appealing for them when they get foreigners, especially presumably when they get Americans. The most appealing thing that you have found for the Americans is what? In your interviews, do they seem to want to fight any enemy, or do they have usually more of an ideology than that?
I definitely think they have more of an ideology. It's about ISIS. They all cite the atrocities of this militant group. But there also seems to be this other aspect where there is this gung-ho-ness to get on the front line and to fight. But I think the first thing that most people identify is this ideology, this idea that they're going to fight these extremists.
Rebecca Collard is a Time magazine contributor. She spoke to us from Beirut, Lebanon. Rebecca, thank you.
Thank you.